Well, today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. New documents expose Biden White House involvement in Trump cases. It's not the Biden White House, the Obama White House. Obama is doing meetings with heads of state. Obama is doing the fundraisers for Joe Biden. It's Obama's White House. Secret Service prepares for Trump's jailing. We covered this yesterday, assassination by legislation. And Julie Kelly, the greatest reporter on this subject, joins the show. She is the one who has been releasing all of these bombshell documents. My name is Benny Johnson, and this is The Benny Show. So Congress has spent another $200 billion, does money even matter? Are the numbers real? No, of course they're not. Of course they're not. All it is doing is leveraging your future and destroying the potential value of anything that you have saved or earned. Please invest in gold. Please invest in gold. Don't have to put up the stocks or the charts or anything. You can just see gold is at an all-time high. I've been telling you to invest in gold for a very long time. Do so with my friends at Allegiance Gold. Ladies and gentlemen, Allegiance Gold is the company that I trust. I've worked with them for the better part of 2 years. I love these guys. They are sound as a pound. Can't even say that anymore, right? Because the pound is a currency that's been totally devalued. The dollar is heading that direction. You can't print trillions of something and have it keep its value. There is a scarcity in gold, and that makes it valuable. And now we are seeing a pre-war footing where you're seeing gold just skyrocket, silver skyrocket, precious metal skyrockets. Go to Allegiance. Go to protectwithbenny.com today. Call 844-66-BENNY. Protect with Benny today. Right now, get $5,000 in free silver with a qualifying purchase. Protectwithbenny.com today. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the playbook. All right? We have the playbook. As much as they've tried to keep it from us, we actually know what was happening. And we know what all of the attacks on Trump have been about in the first place. There has been a 10-year, we are going now on 10 years of a cover-up, of a single action that took place under Barack Obama and brings us to this very day and to the very court cases that Donald Trump is facing right now. And we now understand the full matrix of what has happened. We have the documents. We have the proof. We have the evidence. You'll see it on this program. All you need to do is read. These documents, by the way, have been redacted. The CIA, by the way, have refused to comply with congressional subpoenas. What does that mean? What does it mean when they're hiding from you the truth? Well, it means that we are over the target, ladies and gentlemen. I'll show you exactly where that target comes from. Here is a here's a fun little video of the day that power was transferred between Barack Obama and Donald Trump. You'll see Barack Obama and Donald Trump clap each other on the shoulders, say hello and goodbye. Michelle Obama not liking the kiss that she gets from Orange Man. But nonetheless, what are you going to do? Okay, what are you going to do? Donald Trump whispers something in her ear, makes her laugh, and Barack says, get the hell out of here. We're getting out, and we're going, and they leave. But did they ever really leave? And more importantly, what did they leave behind? Barack Obama left behind a series of traps, little unbeknownst to Donald Trump, little known by Trump and his team, unfortunately, and I have this on good authority, that I think Donald Trump was ill-prepared for the rat's nest that he was entering here in Washington, D.C. Little did Donald Trump know, much like myself, okay, and many of the sort of clear-eyed, optimistic Americans who watched this happen and just said, hey, you know what? What a beautiful thing. The peaceful transfer of power. One guy to the next guy. Obama never left. Not only that, Obama left a series of bear traps. You know, big metal kind, get caught in your foot. You got to amputate your leg for Donald Trump all throughout the Oval Office, but all throughout the intel agencies. And these poison pills have now been riddled and are coming to fruition in the Donald Trump cases. And now we know it. We know it. It goes back to a day in the summer when Donald Trump was running for president. The year's 2016. Donald Trump is not doing very well, at least in the polls. He's running against Hillary Clinton. Yet the sheer prospect of having Donald Trump as president terrifies so very much the deep state and the super state and the uniparty, the head of which has been fully and totally usurped by Barack Obama, who was groomed, obviously, for this position for a very long time in order to usher in a transformation of America. And they weren't even ashamed of that. They literally, a transformation of America. They told you what they were about to do. Now, these Marxists, these intel agencies, go back to Joseph McCarthy. He talked about how the CIA has been infiltrated by Soviets. He's like, okay, go back to Joseph McCarthy. No one has aged more like a fine French wine than Joseph McCarthy, who talked about the communist infiltration of the top levels of our government. And holy moly, was this guy right. And lo and behold, you have the usherance in of Barack Obama, who brought into sort of this great clarity, this sort of unified perspective of government bureaucracy and oligarchy and control of the American people. And you could argue that that is when the vast decline of our freedoms and the trajectory of this nation began to crumble. They never counted on Donald Trump. They never count. They counted on a Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush was supposed to just lose with dignity, right? Which is the role of Republicans. Lose with dignity. Be the dog on the leash. Remember Jeb Bush? Please clap. Be the dog on the leash. Lose with dignity. They never counted on Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton went to Donald Trump's wedding. Bill Clinton went to Donald Trump's wedding. They were pals. They never counted on it. He was the wild card. Donald Trump, who's been saying he might run for president for 30 years, finally did it. And they were so scared, they decided to hatch a plot against Trump. They ran this plot out of the CIA. It was a clandestine plot to bump, meaning spy on, Donald Trump's advisors. And what happens when you get an advisor that you can spy on? So the FISA court gives you the warrant. The Republicans just reauthorized FISA. It's unbelievable. The FISA court gives you the warrant to spy on these people. And then what you can do is you can spy on their network, right? So you can go second, or you can jump people, all right? So when Donald Trump's advisors are calling Donald Trump, you can spy on Donald Trump. It's that easy. It is then legal to spy on the candidate for president. And this is where Russiagate comes from. They knew about Russiagate. They knew it was a lie. Barack Obama was briefed it was a lie. But more importantly, they knew of it. They orchestrated, authored, and implemented a spying campaign against Donald Trump because they viewed him as such a threat. Donald Trump, of course, to the great horrors of this group, would go on to win. Donald Trump then was able to see what they had done to him and worked for 4 years to release these documents, but was stopped at every turn. The CIA has a binder that shows exactly what happened, and that binder went missing, and thus the raid on Donald Trump's home. Thus, the order of the Obama-Biden regime, I will not call it the Biden White House, it is the Obama-Biden regime, to raid Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has the evidence, and that's what they were seeking. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this has been obviously written up. It's been covered. It's quite clear that our intel agencies had a hand in all of this. This is common knowledge that the intelligence apparatus of America was turned like white blood cells against an agent inside of our own body politic, a Republican president who we all beloved, who we like, who represents us and the spirit of the American people. Joe Biden does not represent the spirit of the American people. Joe Biden makes people depressed. In spirit and in form and in person and in politics and in economics. Joe Biden is a depression. Donald Trump is the crystallization of the American spirit. It is not perfect. It is wild. It is unrestrained. It's fun to watch. It's entertaining. And most importantly, it's powerful. And they needed to destroy that. I mean, they had been doing that through Barack Obama for the last 8 years. The goal was to actually mute America, to castrate America, lead from behind. Remember that? A diminished America, a weakened America, an America with no strength. That was the goal. They've since, of course, amplified that goal, ratcheted it all up during Biden's residency in the White House, but it got totally derailed by Donald Trump. That threat, of course, was so existential, they must spy on him. The spying on Donald Trump is the reason for the raids. It's the reason for Jack Smith's case. The binder from the CIA that has gone missing is the reason that all this is happening to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's exposing of how truly rotted and corrupted our clandestine intel agencies are and how they view you as the enemy. Remember that meme Trump always shares? They're not after me. They're after you. I'm standing in the way. Yes, your government views you as the enemy. And they always have, at least for my lifetime, for a very long time. They always have. They have always viewed the American people as the enemy. And so they come for us. They rip away our civil liberties. They desecrate our Constitution. And they must destroy our heroes. They must destroy the people who are our champions, like Donald Trump. They started to destroy Donald Trump in the year 2015 and 2016 before he ever became president. They began this process. We are simply living through phases of this process ongoing. All right? But this all started with Barack Obama. It's being continued with Barack Obama's third term in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, the CIA spied on Donald Trump. They hatched this plot years ago, and we are just living through the end stages of it. Here we go.
Brand new details about how Obama's CIA targeted Trump and started the entire Russia hoax. For years, we were told that tips from an Australian diplomat tipped off the FBI after a random conversation with Papadopoulos, a no-name 20-something. But according to new reporting by Michael Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi, the whole thing was a CIA setup. Former CIA director John Brennan identified 26 Trump associates to be targeted by the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance, and then those interactions were the targets and were targeted by the FBI as suspicious. And that's how the FBI launched the Russia collusion hoax. The details of this entire operation have been stored in a top secret binder in a secret room in Washington. Trump ordered the whole thing declassified, and now the rumor is that the binder might be missing.
Okay, so what does that say about the raid on Mar-a-Lago? Was this what they were going after? That binder, of course, proves that the intel agencies have been turned against the American people and that the intel agencies are a weaponized political arm of permanent Washington. It's not even the Democrat Party. They'll do this to Democrats. They'll do this to Republicans. They'll do this to anyone who threatens their power. Just Democrats happen to have been, you know, simped and gimped and ball gagged and are now like the servants of the deep state. You remember the libs of, I don't know, like the 80s and 90s. I was around in the 80s and 90s. I was a little kid, but like I kind of like remember the archetype of the hippie lib that was like, no FBI, no CIA, no permanent Washington, no deep state. These pieces are evil. Whew, they got rid of that fast, didn't they? Wow. Remember libs like protesting the Patriot Act? What a disgrace, by the way. George W. Bush presidency is possibly one of my greatest, possibly my greatest professional regret, actually, supporting that presidency. I was young. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I wasn't really tied into what freedom actually means. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, it's that apparatus put in place by Republicans, Democrats, subservients alike, to absolutely lavish, gluttonous power upon permanent Washington and their spying apparatuses to destroy people. And that is exactly what they did to Donald Trump. They legally spied on him.
Michael, explain how this all started with the CIA picking these 26 Trump people.
Yeah, good to be with you, Jesse. Well, obviously, this is an extremely serious story and serious allegation by multiple credible sources that Public and Racket, that's Matt Taibbi's publication, have spoken to. These are people that are close to the House intelligence investigation of how the Russia collusion hoax began. The story, as you mentioned, was that, oh, we were just informed by foreign intelligence about this Our sources tell us a very different story, which is that this was initiated by the U.S. government. It came from within the U.S. government's intelligence community, including the CIA, that they asked the so-called Five Eyes nations intelligence agencies, that's the other English-speaking nations, including Britain and Australia, to spy on 26 Trump associates, or at least they had a list of the 26 associates that were identified. This is new information. Some people have theorized about this and speculated about it. We feel very confident that our sources were in a position to know and are very credible in this report. And it's obviously a very serious allegation because this is illegal spying and it's illegal election interference.
So Michael Schellenberger had a number of sources within the intel agencies saying the reason why the raids on Trump happened. And that's the big one, okay? Nobody cares about, look, Letitia James got fined. Donald Trump, Alvin Bragg's gonna fine Donald Trump. It's all a humiliation ritual, right? It's all like a practice in humiliation. It's all utterly disgraceful. They're doing so much damage to New York. They're doing far more damage to the state of New York and their party than they are to Donald Trump, all right? Donald Trump will be able to get out of this. He always has. This mishandling of classified documents case, I mean, this thing's real as a heart attack. This one's tough. This could put Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life. You know, the chances of Donald Trump going to jail in New York, slim to none. It kind of depends on what this lunatic judge decides. But the chances of Donald Trump, if found guilty of these federal charges, going to the Jack Smith charges, these are serious. So they needed a predicate to raid Trump. The predicate was the binder that's gone missing with the CIA information about the spying on Trump. Trump could never get it declassified. Trump, through his plenary power to declassify, brought it with him from the White House, presumably. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what all the smart people are saying, and that's what Michael Schellenberger is saying here. Michael Schellenberger is saying that this Mar-a-Lago raid was to hunt down a missing CIA binder that detailed exactly how the organization was used to destroy your candidate for president, funded with your tax dollars. Ooh, what a sweet system it must be to work for the deep state. We get to, they force us At point of gun, on penalty of prison, they use force to take money from us to destroy our candidates and destroy our freedoms. Man, it's a bad deal. It is a bad deal. Modern day America is a bad deal. It's a con game. And they have now used it as the predicate to put Trump in prison. A reminder that the person who launched all this was Barack Obama. And when he claps Trump on the side, and says goodbye to him in Washington, D.C., all of this was launched. All of this was already in play. Watch.
There has been widespread speculation that this binder was the reason or a reason for the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, and we'll be discussing that tomorrow. But obviously, if this binder contains what we have been told that it contains, which may include raw intelligence, information showing that the U.S. government, the CIA and the intelligence community of the U.S. government initiated the Russia collusion hoax, that it did not occur in the way that the official story, including the Durham investigation, had portrayed it, then that's extremely serious information. And it may be if the FBI then went to go get it in order to continue the cover up of this information, that obviously adds an even more dramatic wrinkle to this. Again, we'll have more to say about it tomorrow, but this is a huge, huge story. I mean, I've been thinking about it in the history of the United States of America. Have we ever had something like this where the intelligence community was weaponized against a political candidate and using our foreign allies to do it? I can't think of a more important or dramatic story.
Yeah. Can you? There is no, of course, more dramatic story. It means that everything is fake. Nothing is real. The country that you think you live in is all a mirage. A carefully crafted mirage to make you think that you have freedom, but it's Plato's cave. You know the allegory, Plato's cave, right? It's all the people are sitting there looking at the shadows. It's like a fire in the back of the cave and they're making shadows, but the people only look one direction in the cave. So they see the shadow. They think that that's what a horse looks like, but it's just smoke and mirrors. The whole thing is Plato's cave. This whole country, Kabuki theater. It's not real. Your liberties are not real. And these people act in totally unconstitutional, Like, not like it's not unconstitutional, because that would assume that they even know of the Constitution. It's uber constitutional. It's over the Constitution. It's as though the Constitution doesn't exist, right? It's as though the natural rights written down by our founders don't apply to them and never have and are fake, right? And don't exist, actually. And the only rules are the rules they make up as they go for their own power. Somebody who has been obviously criticizing this for a very long time and is proving so right. There are a few people have been proven so right on this. Cash Patel's one. Mike Davis is another one. Here's Mike Davis talking exactly about this from months ago, and it just rings like a bell.
But we really don't know what these records are, do we? I don't know what they are. I mean, we got an affidavit that is all blacked out. I don't even know what they're talking about. Do you? Does anyone?
Well, I know from the Biden Justice Department leaks to Newsweek that they're going in there. The whole point of this raid was to go get President Trump's declassified personal copy of the Crossfire Hurricane records, because they're so damning for Obama, Biden, Hillary, James Clapper, Susan Rice, the FBI, the intel community. That's what this raid is about. This was so unprecedented and unnecessary and unlawful, unless you understand that was the real reason for this.
Okay, and finally.
So Cash Patel echoing Mike Davis, at what point, like, if you have Cash Patel, Mike Davis, and Julie Kelly saying the same thing, then you are 100% dead on over the target, along with Jesse Waters. I really like Jesse Waters' show. Okay. Tucker's been talking about this. This is the most important story in the country. They spied on Trump. Trump found out about it. And then there was an investigation run by Cash Patel through Congress that exposed everything. And then they went and classified his investigation. Wild. Cash Patel explaining to us what he can say. It is, of course, a felony to leak classified information. So Cash Patel has to be very careful. He can only talk about it. Cash Patel knows everything. He knows both sides, right? So you have the dark side of the moon and light side of the moon. Cash Patel knows the light side of the moon has been declassified. You can talk about Russiagate. You can talk about how fake it was, how Hillary Clinton paid for it. But the dark side of the moon is how the intel agencies weaponized Russiagate to spy on Trump. Cash Patel saying that's what they raided Trump for, because they cannot have that coming back on them. Watch. It does seem like there is like full scale panic. A lot of buttons being hit right now. One of those buttons is a binder went missing of CIA material. This binder was locked inside of a safe, which was locked inside of another safe called a turducken, I guess. You would probably know more about that than I, but these alarm bells went off, and we did a whole show yesterday on it about, wait a second. So the CIA is losing these binders of Russian intelligence information. That sounds like what Cash told us nigh on 18 months ago when he was in studio. And sure enough, you said they have all of this information exonerating Donald Trump in the Russiagate ordeal hoax, and the government is sitting on it. They won't allow it to be made public, and now suddenly those binders go missing. What's going on, Cash?
It is the ultimate government con job. Nobody lost that binder. The Russians and the Iranians didn't break into the Central Intelligence Agency, then break into a skiff, then break into a safe, and then secretly escape with the materials so they could blame Donald Trump for missing documents. The CIA knows exactly where that binder is. So does the Department of Justice. But their grundoons in the media are like, how do we turn this on Donald Trump? Because it actually exonerates Donald Trump. So what do? We make it look as if Donald Trump stole the binder, which is completely preposterous. They actually know that. And oh, by the way, there's an email from the Department of Justice to the National Archives that says the binder has been returned. Thank you for giving it to us.
So what's going on with this binder? What is the predicate here? Again, the Daily Mail has covered this highly classified binder. 2016 election interference went missing during Trump's last days in the White House. CIA still searching for the file, vanished from a safe. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Mail. Highly classified binder with documents related to the 2016 Russia election interference. What does that mean? Read, spying on Trump, disappeared during the final days of the Trump administration. Where'd it go? Why would they want to find it so badly? And would they raid Donald Trump in order to get those secrets back? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there has been sort of a bombshell release of documents, thanks to Judge Eileen Cannon in the classified documents case that has been manipulated and has been brought forward by the Biden Department of Justice. And it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was orchestrated, that this was designed. The raids on Trump, the spying on Trump, the missing binder, all of it's connected. And that it is orders from the top. There is no independence. There is no judicious reasoning here, weighting of both sides. In fact, there is a completely and totally malevolent move to potentially get Trump killed in all of this. Cover all that in a second. First off, reported developments by Julie Kelly, who will join the show in just a moment. From the documents unsealed in the Jack Smith takedown Trump trial, show this, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have Julie on to talk in depth about all this reporting, but the top line here, Jack Smith, the prosecutor of Donald Trump, hid the fact that the National Archives had several conversations with the Biden White House about bringing charges against Trump. Well, that doesn't seem very independent, does it? U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland lied about the independence of the investigation. The Biden White House counsel asked to be kept in the loop about criminally charging Trump. Biden's DOJ instructed the National Archives on how to cover up their coordination. The Department of Energy discovered Trump had an active security clearance after he was indicted, so they retroactively terminated it because that would be great for an argument. Hey, I got a security clearance, morons. The criminals are in the Biden White House prosecuting Trump. Their dirty, filthy fingers over all of this. And who is the Biden White House? Again, it is so important to understand that Joe Biden is a meat puppet. He is not alive. They have to hold up a little mirror under his nose every single day to see if it fogs up. Like, Joe Biden isn't real, all right? The entire Biden administration is staffed from stem to stern, totally and completely animated, like a reanimated corpse, like a Frankenstein of Obama apparatchiks. Everyone, from top to bottom. It is the Obama 2.0 administration. It's so interesting. Here's we got Eric running the show today. So it's doing a great job. Fantastic job. It's his first time running the show. The only time I'll ask for this, Eric, the only time. ALX, can you get me that hilarious photo of Barack Obama doing a speech in the Rose Garden, like about how Donald Trump's going to be the next president, and everyone's standing there like sad. Everyone's like standing there sad and bitter and crying. It's just a photo, Eric. We're going to pop it up. ALX, grab for me. What you'll see in this photo is a hilarious photo. It's been memed a million times. But what you'll see in the photo is all these familiar faces from the Biden regime. It's this sort of iconic photo of the sadness and the bitterness. And like, you can see everyone weeping and stuff, like looking at Barack Obama, like knowing what's about to happen, knowing the crimes they committed and like what's about to be exposed when Donald Trump comes in and goes and smashes their playhouse that they thought they'd own for the next 1,000 years. In that photo, the interesting part about it is that you can see all of these people, like you see these multiple people that now actively work for Joe Biden. It's the same administration. See Valerie Jarrett there. See Jen Psaki. There you go. Look at Jen Psaki. This is Jen Psaki. Again, this is Obama White House, right? Look at Jen Psaki. Look at how macabre she looks. It's like an old Dutch painting. Look how sad she is. And you can go through and just name them one after another, but especially at the DOJ. This is what they want. Ultimately, and we covered this on the show yesterday, but I want to like just touch on this really quickly. They want Trump in prison and they want Trump in jail. Oh yeah, there's another one. That one's really good. That one's really good. He's getting, yeah. Eric, can you pop that last one off of Jen Psaki so I can look at Jen Psaki? Again, it's like an old Dutch, it's like an old Dutch painting. Susan Rice, every person in that image with all the bitterness and all the salt went and moved directly back into their old positions, but with promotions in the Biden White House. The Biden White House isn't real. Joe Biden isn't real. It is Barack Obama running the same operation that he had been running for 8 years, and now he's got it all kicked off again, and it's on overdrive. Final thing, they want Trump dead. Want Trump dead, and that's why these charges are being brought. There is a move to strip Donald Trump of the Secret Service and put him into the public prison population. Marjorie Taylor Greene saying this yesterday. Democrats want Trump murdered. Democrats want to pass legislation that strips anyone in prison of Secret Service. And that means, of course, the credible threats that we know of against Donald Trump. I mean, we detailed them on the show yesterday. People just walking up to Secret Service being like, I have a knife. I'm going to kill you here to kill Trump. One guy just did that. One guy, literally, 25-year-old guy, wanders up to Secret Service at the White House, said, I'm here to murder Trump. He has a knife in his hand, and he tells Secret Service that. Imagine if Secret Service wasn't there. Leftist orcs literally stormed the White House to try and murder Trump. Also, we have all that on tape. The real insurrection, May 20th, 2020. Democrats want Trump killed. The goal of putting him in prison is not to eliminate him from the political landscape, although they hope that happens as a byproduct, is to eliminate his life. That is the intended goal. There is no other explanation for the legislation that is being pushed right now in the House to strip any person who has Secret Service protection who goes into the federal penitentiary system. They actually talk about Donald Trump in their press release about this. Here's Marjorie.
He is not invincible. He is a man. He's fighting as hard as possible. He's putting all he has into trying to win the election. But you also got to remember, he's at the same time he's trying to run for president again, he's having to put everything he has into defending himself against these rigged trials and this unbelievable perversion of our justice system. And the Democrats aren't sorry about it. They aren't going to back off of what they are doing. They literally want him dead. Benny Thompson introduced a bill to take away his Secret Service protection. That's how serious they are. They want President Trump dead. They want to lock him up in jail for the rest of his life so that he dies in jail. And they want to take away his Secret Service protection so that he is murdered somewhere in jail, possibly. This is how serious they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, the person who has been on top of this, you want to talk about over the target. There's one person who's been on this target for the better part of the last 3 years, 4 years, since this was all hatched in 2016. We're going on 10 years of the same operation of Donald Trump, and they're all interconnected, and there's one, I would call her a genius because her reporting is so thorough, who has been piecing this shattered glass together and showing us the depraved mosaic of these people, and that is Julie Kelly, somebody who we are honored to call a friend and who joins the show now. Julie, thank you so much for your, I mean, listen, there's moments like this where like you have all these redacted documents drop and our show would not be able to get the information we needed from this without your X account. And so I don't normally do this, but you must follow Julie. You have to. It's possibly the only X account that you must follow. It should go Elon Musk, then Julie Kelly.
Well, thank you. Benny, you're always so kind and complimentary. And I mean, I couldn't get this information out if it hasn't been for you and your coverage of my work and introducing me to all of your viewers. So I'm so grateful to you for having me on so regularly and following my work and bringing it to the public where it needs to be.
Joe Biden, via the Obama apparatchiks who work for him, ordered the raid on Donald Trump.
Correct.
Your reporting found this out. We'll put up the documents. We'll put up your posts. And I would love to just have you obviously walk us through what has been revealed over the last 24 hours in this case.
Okay. So, I mean, you were showing some of it, but this relates to, just to give people background, this relates to a motion to compel for discovery that Trump's lawyers filed back in January. And Benny, what this motion did, it's like 68 pages long, and it argues that the scope of the prosecution team extends way beyond Jack Smith and a few of his investigators and prosecutors. That the full scope of the prosecution team involves, of course, the usual suspects, the entire DOJ. the FBI, the counterintelligence unit for both entities, the National Archives, the Biden White House, including the General Counsel's office, and the entire intelligence community. So what they detailed in this motion to compel is information that they have from discovery, but also, Benny, they had to FOIA some of these agencies to get communications that the government had and refused to turn over. And so they filed this redacted document following along with the existing protective order. Jack Smith has tried to keep 1.3 million documents under this protective order, by the way. And what Judge Cannon has argued, to her credit, she's extremely courageous. This is not easy for anyone to do, particularly a judge who is now bucking what we see with the other judges doing. And she's argued back to Jack Smith and said, okay, if you want to keep all of this under wraps, you're going to have to explain why. And so he gave, of course, the old, you know, sources and methods, ongoing investigation threatens the integrity of the proceedings. No, that didn't fly with her. But now that the redactions now that are unsealed, we can see exactly why Jack Smith and the government wanted this kept under wraps, because it does demonstrate in detail that, first of all, the indictment is not true. The story that the American people were told related to Trump's keeping of classified documents is not true. That didn't happen in February of 2022. It dates back to the spring of 2021, when the archives were working hand in glove with the Biden White House and then the DOJ to manufacture a documents or records related investigation into Donald Trump. And that's what this new filing posted the other night demonstrates.
Does this demonstrate that the nuclear codes, that's possibly one of my favorite news cycles, possibly one of my favorite. I hang my hat on Trump hoaxes. We should like slap them on the wall here in the studio as like scalps, right? The hilarious hoax scalps that we've been able to scalp. That's got to be one of my favorite ones. Now, you were coming on the show, Kash Patel was coming on the show being like, what do you mean Trump had the nuclear codes? Like, what are you talking about? This is insane. Did this reveal that Trump had the nuclear codes?
Not that I saw, shockingly. And Benny, keep in mind, Aileen Cannon has seen all of these allegedly 32 records that Donald Trump kept, national defense information that threatened the security of the country. She has seen these. And I feel like this is her motive to unseal as much as possible. She just ordered the unsealing. I don't know if we have time to talk about it now. She just ordered the unsealing of accusations and evidence of prosecutorial abuse by Jay Brett, who led this investigation early on and then was tasked to special counsel team when Jack Smith was appointed in November of 2022. She has ordered the unsealing of all of this material documenting what Jay Brett did, basically threatening Waltine Nauta, who is a longtime personal aide of the president's, threatening his attorney a few weeks after the armed raid at Mar-a-Lago that he would hold up a potential judicial nomination for this attorney. And otherwise, he wanted Waltine Nauta to flip on Trump and become an asset of the government. This is August 28th of 2022. So Stanley Woodward, who has represented other J6ers, he was in the Oath Keepers trial as well. So he has been pushing this in the DC District Court, these accusations of prosecutorial abuse by Jay Brett and other grand jury abuses, which I will be posting later today. So I think we need to take a moment and extend our gratitude to Judge Aileen Cannon. As you know, I've been in the courthouse. I've covered her. I see her interactions with both the defense and the prosecution. She knows this is a dirty operation. She knows that this case is garbage. She's limited as to what she can say or do because of the classified nature of this case. But when she has the opportunity to make this public, and she has said, I am siding on the side of transparency. She understands what this case is about and that Americans deserve to see exactly how this all went down. And that's why I said she's done an unsealing binge. There will be more records unsealed. And as you know, Benny, I will continue to post these as quickly and often as I possibly can.
So in our breakdown of what you have exposed in your reporting, there is a note about Joe Biden's Department of Justice instructing the National Archives on how to cover up their coordination. Mm-hmm. How do they do that?
So here's what really happened. You know, we were told the story. Donald Trump resisted NARA's attempts to get all these government documents. He asked what they were. This is the funniest part. NARA came back and said, well, we want the map of Hurricane Dorian. Remember Sharpie Gate? They actually said that map is government property. Then they said they wanted the letter that Barack Obama wrote to Donald Trump. Of course, this is a historical tradition. They said that that's government property. They wanted all of the record, any correspondence between the North Korean dictator as well.
Wait a second. You can go to, I was just at the Nixon Presidential Library. There's like thousands of letters from Nixon that are there, that are like physically there, right, in the Nixon Presidential Library. I've been to multiple presidential, JFK Presidential Library in Boston. Been to that one. I lived right next door to the Herbert Hoover, not a super popular president, but like I lived very close to that presidential library. I was there all the time. They have all these documents, letters, all that stuff is there plastered on the wall. What's the difference here?
Well, this was just the ruse, Benny. This was what the archives were telling Donald Trump's team at the time, trying to recover what they said were government records. What it looked like based on this motion and other exhibits and correspondence is that NARA, the archivist, David Ferrero, was working with DOJ and the Biden White House to initially concoct a records destruction case. That's what it looks like. Because the archives were claiming, along with the Biden White House, the Office of Record Management, whatever it's called, there are 25 boxes missing. We don't have an accounting for these. Then remember, Benny, and I posted this too. Remember in February of 2022, all of a sudden there were all these stories about how Donald Trump would rip up records in the White House. He was flushing papers down the toilet. That was New York Times, Maggie Haberman. This is the same time they are trying to concoct a records criminal investigation into Trump. So they were already using their media cutouts to help promote this idea that Donald Trump was irresponsible with government and presidential records, possibly national security files. So this is Russiagate, right? But this is on steroids because how now we actually have a criminal trial and a criminal case against the president, two of them actually. So this is what is demonstrated. And again, I go back to, this is why DOJ and Jack Smith wanted all of this information under seal, not made available to the American people, because it flies in the face of his own indictment, what they have told the American people, as well as the media, and that this is a cover up for the Biden White House and possibly Joe Biden himself, deep involvement in concocting not just this criminal case, but of course the January 6th one as well.
Doesn't Donald Trump retain a security clearance? I mean, if you're president, don't you keep that for life? I mean, am I wrong about this? The Department of Energy stripping away Trump's security clearance. Got him, right? Like, wait a second. Like, I don't understand. Perhaps I've been misinformed.
Well, this was another interesting discussion in one of the recent court hearings with Judge Cannon. And she was actually trying to drill down. Well, does a president, how do you confer security clearance on a president? Does it automatically happen? Are there documents involved? Is there, you know, how does this happen? And Jay Bratt, the DOJ, the prosecutor, really didn't have an answer except to sort of say, well, yes, of course, as soon as they begin getting intelligence briefings after they're elected, yes, they have security clearance. Then she said, well, how is it taken away? And the government DOJ basically said, well, as soon as he leaves office, his security clearance is gone. Well, and then she said, well, how does that happen? Is it also documented somewhere? So they're just making things up as they go along, right? But then what happened, and this is part of this motion that also has been redacted, the Department of Energy, after the indictment was handed down in the summer of 2023, someone discovered that Donald Trump had an active Q clearance with that department. Now, of course, that relates to what? Nuclear secrets, you know, the nuclear codes that he's been carrying around ready to go somewhere and, you know, set off World War III. So they retroactively terminated that security clearance. So I'm not really sure how that happens. But then again, here's another executive branch agency led by a Biden appointee, Jennifer Granholm, who also is helping with this whole collaborative, I call it an entrapment scheme, which is what it is, to, you know, further advance the idea that he did not have proper clearance to keep records from his own administration.
So we spent a considerable amount of time before you joined the show talking about this missing CIA binder. And presumably this missing CIA binder, right, about Russian interference in the election. Well, since we know what that is code for, what's the story there? Many people, smart people that we respect, Kash Patel, Mike Davis, are saying that they were raiding Donald Trump in order to find that binder. Does that square with your reporting or no?
So it does. So we're trying to figure out now, it was mentioned in these FBI notes and documents in this motion that they were looking for Crossfire Hurricane materials and John Durham investigation materials. Sorry, here's my next. So, and they actually subpoenaed the National Archives, it looked like in May of 2023, when they had already been cooperating with the DOJ to get these materials. What it sounded like is they wanted to get whatever binder that Donald Trump has. Now, the FBI, they said they already have these documents, but it seems like they wanted Donald Trump's version. So what they feared is that this somehow ended up in the boxes that NARA had. NARA turned over the classified papers, allegedly, but not the rest of the documents. So they continued, it appears to, that they were still hunting for that binder.
Julie, we know your time is very valuable. Oh, we're sure you have another interview lined up, but we do. Just
they
final,
keep ringing. I'm sorry. I told them final, I wasn't clear.
Final walkaway question here, because we haven't spent a ton of time in this document case. Can you handicap it for us? Like, based on what you're seeing a lot of good energy in the direction of exposing the people who are fraudulently coming after Trump for this. And Eileen Cannon also asking questions about why the hell didn't you charge Joe Biden for this kind of stuff? It doesn't make any sense, right?
Right. So I think what is happening right now is there's a selective prosecution motion we still haven't seen that she is going to be considering. And so that we're still waiting to hear about. But the Alvin Bragg prosecution is going to be running up and causing problems with this trial proceedings going on in Southern Florida. And Judge Cannon has also been very protective about the idea that Donald Trump should be able, he is entitled to participate in his own defense. He should be able to attend every single hearing. So of course, now the Alvin Bragg court, that trial is going to delay whatever's happening in Southern Florida for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And she has been very adamant about this. And they also share an attorney. So there's already a defense attorney who's involved in the Southern Florida case that's also involved in the Bragg prosecution. So, sorry, did I leave?
No,
no,
we gotcha.
So at any rate, we're going to be finding out shortly exactly what's happening in that. There was a May 20th trial date that's been abandoned. They're trying to push for a July or August trial date. But this really is going to hold that up. So there'll be more to come. A lot more fireworks happening in Southern Florida. And again, credit to Judge Cannon for what she has been doing in that case.
Ladies and gentlemen, Julie's off to her next hit. Please follow Julie Kelly. You got to know she is the one. If you want the fireworks, you know where to watch. Julie Kelly's X Feed. Thank you. God bless you. Godspeed.
Thanks, buddy.
Julie Kelly talked about what's going on in the state of New York. Julie Kelly, obviously, love her reporting. Jonathan Turley, however, is also somebody, this is clip I, Eric, also somebody who is amazing in his prognostication of these issues legally, and he is the Fox News credentialed legal expert. If you needed an update as to what's going on in the current ongoing trial, the Alvin Bragg trial, which is a bootstrapped misdemeanor that has run out of the statute of limitations, that is being turned into a federal offense by a district attorney that is totally bought and paid for by George Soros, with a judge who's totally bought and paid for by his donations to Joe Biden and his daughter working for Kamala Harris and making hundreds of millions of dollars off the Democrat Party and the prosecution of Donald Trump. With no underlying crime, nobody's ever talked about what the underlying crime is. That's the prosecution. Okay. How is it going for Donald Trump? Let's go to Jonathan Turley.
It is scary, and it's very much in the play here that I think that Bragg is hoping the jury will not look beyond the identity of the defendant. Because, you know, the fact is they're saying, well, you shouldn't have listed this as a legal expense. All right, what is he supposed to list it as? What if he put down nuisance payment? What if he put down settlement of personal embarrassment? Would that really convert this to a non-crime? There wasn't a crime here because this wasn't a federal campaign contribution. The Department of Justice, as you noted, did not see that as a criminal act. They did not charge that. And so once again, you get back to the role of the judge here, that we're going through a trial that seems desperate to find a crime, but you can't even get that from the indictment or the opening statements. The fact that we had to wait for the opening statements for Bragg to even fully articulate what his theory was shows how weak this case really is. And it's only that weakness is only becoming more and more evident every day.
We will see. We shall see. Well, could Donald Trump actually be acquitted in New York? Could this actually end in Donald Trump winning? My goodness, what would that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we have some reports on Joe Biden and his mental state and wellness. But first, how about your mental state and wellness? How about your wellness? Are you prepared for what is going to happen when they decide that Donald Trump's about to win the election? And, oh, there's a mysterious new disease. We've never seen it before. Yeah, okay. These people are monsters. You should consider going and seeing my friends at the wellness company to potentially prepare for whatever they have cooked up next. There was so much misinformation and disinformation, ladies and gentlemen, during the last pandemic. Make sure that you keep yourself protected and secure with the emergency medical kits from my friends at the wellness company. Their emergency medical kits contain an assortment of life-saving medications as well as a guidebook and aid and safe use for these medications. Emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics will keep you safe. To order, go to twc.health/Benny, twc.health/Benny, and enter the code Benny for 10% off. That's twc.health/Benny. So somebody who isn't using the wellness company, somebody who isn't well, is Joe Biden, who suffered another embarrassing gaffe yesterday after his attempt to brand Trump as untrustworthy, and it backfired spectacularly at Florida rally. Okay. All right. Well, we were at this Florida rally. We have some content that's currently in edits. ALX, definitely grab, at the very least, definitely grab the, do we have it in the script? The short, and then the video. Cause we actually went to this rally. We were there. It's not far from the studio. So we have a bunch of man on the street stuff that we're editing right now. It's really funny. We got chased out of the, terrorist supporting Hamas, you know, it's interesting. Like, what my strategy here, there was this big protest against Joe Biden. Joe Biden goes to this community college in Tampa. Nobody shows up. There were zero Biden supporters. We found two, and we weren't trying to be mean. We literally wandered the campus and found two people that were there to support Joe Biden. All right. We talked to them. They were actual Biden supporters. It was a miracle. I've never seen one in my life. Okay. They didn't know the hell they were talking about. We interviewed them. Those are the two Biden supporters. There were at least, Eric, how many people protesting Joe Biden? Would it 1,000 people?
Yeah, maybe.
Close to it. But there were hundreds, right? Hundreds of people protesting Joe Biden and protesting us. they hunted down our YouTube channel and then they started banging drums at us and chased us out. such terrorists. But anyway, here's the deal. We were there to, like, these people at our side have more in common than you think. They don't want America to fund war. We don't want America to fund war. We want American tax dollars spent at home. They want American tax dollars spent at home. We want America first. They want America first. It's amazing. They actually want us to fight with each other when there are similar things that can bind us together if messaged correctly. But ladies and gentlemen, messaging is not Joe Biden's strong suit. And they want us disconnected and fighting and at each other's throats. And so, unfortunately, that is how we remain. But that's why we went to go talk to these people. These people have a somewhat similar worldview from that context. And I think that's a building block, I guess. We'll see. Here's Joe Biden's attempt at communicating yesterday, talking about Donald Trump. Here's Joe Biden's attacks on Donald Trump inside of the rally. We have behind the scenes photos of the rally, too. You'll love this. Here's Biden.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
How many times? Is that really a gaffe? Here's the gaffe, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden once again shook hands with a ghost. So Joe Biden, once again, shaking hands with dead people. He tends to do this kind of stuff. Dead would be exactly what I would describe, would be exactly how I would describe this event. We wandered the campus and were able to find zero Biden. We were able to find two. Okay. So in fairness, we were able to find two Biden supporters. This is supposed to be the student section where the kids are able to like watch and wait for Joe Biden. This is what it looked like. We took this photo. This is the student section. We went and talked to the students. You'd be amazed to know that this is actually a quite liberal campus for the state of Florida. And here's what those students had to say about Joe Biden.
Guys, we're here at Hillsborough Community College in Tampa, Florida, where there are tens of people that have actually shown up to see Joe Biden today. We're going to ask, did you know Joe Biden was even going to be here? And do you think Joe Biden's alive? We'll find out today.
Are you excited to see Joe Biden today? Joe Biden's on campus.
What?
No, you didn't know. No one told us.
No, I didn't know.
He's here right now?
He's here on campus right now? No, I didn't. I'm only now realizing. Wow.
Come on, man. Did you know Joe Biden's here right now?
No, I didn't.
You ain't black.
I found out today.
I just run into the random side quest. Won't be surprised if I run into him or something.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
Please leave.
Guys, I must admit, you know, like, I'm a Trump guy.
Trump.
Go back to the Casablanca nursing home. We need you. Donnie, back in office yesterday. Please save us.
Well, hey, Trump 2024. This was so revealing because none of the kids, of course, were excited for Joe Biden. None of the kids knew Joe Biden was even on campus while he was speaking. This was during the event. We weren't trying to, there's no reason to try and lie to people, okay? And like go there really early, right? Or go there really late, or go there after Joe Biden's left. Just go there while Joe Biden's physically on campus. It'll show you exactly the energy of Joe Biden. So this is what Joe Biden looks like. This became a meme yesterday. Our footage from the Joe Biden rally yesterday. This is what it looks like when Joe Biden goes to a red state. Again, this is the cordoned off police protected support for Joe Biden area. And this is what it looks like when Donald Trump goes to New York. This is Donald Trump in New York. Ladies and gentlemen, you tell me which one has the support of the people? Which one of these guys is going to win in 2024? This was Donald Trump. This was just driving down the street in New York. Look at that. Have you ever seen anybody? Have you ever seen anywhere Joe Biden get this kind of reception? ALX, one final thing. Can we grab the recent polling out from this morning? I know we put it up on X. Donald Trump is just dominant. There was sort of a little blip there where Joe Biden was back, you know, where Joe Biden was kind of creeping up in the polling. And that's now officially gone. That is finished now. There you go. There you go, boys. That one. Donald Trump has now, the backfire's here. Put the guy in chains, put the guy in prison and see what happens. The backfire is now officially here. You want the data? We got the data. Okay. This is the polling from this morning. This polling, according to Bloomberg Morning Consult, which is a far left-wing poll, Donald Trump is up 6 points in new national poll leads 6 of 7 swing states, up 8 in Nevada, 7 in Arizona, 6 in Georgia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's bad for Joe Biden. This is all backfiring. It is spectacular to watch. It's something that we are going to be like putting our shoulder into. They don't want Donald Trump to speak. They want to lie to you. They want to be able to trick you. So please keep tuning in to this program. We are going to have on the experts that are going to be exposing all of this. And then we tweet the clips and they go viral. In fact, Joe Biden's headquarters clearly watches the show. They've been tweeting a lot of our show recently. So make sure that you're tuning in to the program. You can see Joe Biden actually shared a clip out of context from our show yesterday. Out of context from our show yesterday with Mike Davis. These bastards, these people, they shared a 6-second clip. Total misinformation, they literally just made it up. The official Biden headquarters account made up a lie about this program yesterday. A provable, demonstrable lie. Saying that there's going to be consequences for people who don't support Trump? No! There are going to be consequences for people who acted illegally, as we spent the entire show coordinated the prosecution of their political enemy, which is illegal, interfered in our elections, which is illegal. They've since been completely nuked for this, but that's how scared they are. They're taking our show out of context. They're taking our program out of context. They're watching. And ladies and gentlemen, you should watch as well. And if you wish, if you are compelled, you should potentially support us. If that is something that, you know, that you are able to do, you can go to BennyJohnson.com, sign up for the Benny Brigade. This keeps us independent. This allows us to continue to troll Joe Biden. We troll Joe Biden so well that the Biden campaign is furiously, ravenously watching this program, clipping it, and taking it out of context, try and scaremonger people. But misinformation, disinformation. Yeah, whatever. Support us. Costs less than a Chick-fil-A waffle fry per month. $5 to keep us free and keep us liberated. Ask questions of our guests. The Ask Benny Anything segment. And obviously to, well, make sure that we have the energy to keep fighting and fighting on. We are here for you. Some days we deliver only bad news, unfortunately, you know, because we live in dark times. But even on shows like that, we can deliver to you the good news with our verse of the day. Verse of the day from Revelation 2. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. For 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I give you the crown of life. The devil's about to throw some of you in prison. Okay. Wow, are we living through those times? Yeah, sure seems like it. The last two shows have been about how they want to put Trump in jail for assassination through legislation. Have faith. Have faith. We live in a sunken world. We live in a world that, unfortunately, bad things happen, and it happened all the time, and it always has been. You were not born in the wrong era. You were not born in the wrong time in history. People, Christians, people of faith, people who believe in God, people who believe in Jesus Christ have been persecuted throughout all ages. And it is our job to do what our ancestors did, to stand firm and stand upright, to be upstanding and hold on to our faith, because the victory is assured. As the verse says, I will give you the crown of life. Ladies and gentlemen, march forward with me. You cannot defeat an army of happy warriors. Hold on to your crown and let's go win. It's your boy, Benny.